leaving us alone and never really giving us solitude. Thank you, God, for giving us your Holy Spirit, O Lord. Thank you, God, for giving us also a church and the Bible and everything in our own hands to really follow you, O Lord. You've given us all the guides and everything that we really need to know you more and to be closer to you, God. But please, God, forgive us because sometimes we don't really want to know you, O Lord, or we're too busy with different things, O Lord, and we don't put you as our priority, God. And we don't really realize how much you really give us, O Lord. So please, God, forgive us, O Lord, and bless us, O Lord, and give us your grace and your peace, O Lord. And please, O Lord, cast the devil away from us, because alone we cannot defeat him, O Lord, but with your power, O Lord, and your love and your friendship, we can overcome him, O Lord. And please, Lord, bless us all and just give us the fire in us and fire up our Holy Spirit, O Lord, to really do your work and to really feel your presence, O Lord, and please be with us here now amongst us, and let us really feel your Spirit, God. And please, God, give us also understanding and wisdom, O Lord, to really understand your word and to really meditate upon your word, because it's really a treasure and it's really the path to eternity and to eternal joy and to having our own mansions in heaven, O Lord, and to be with you and with the angels, O Lord, praising you all day. Thank you, O Lord, for everything, and please, Lord, grant us your peace. I pray these things in your holy name through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, through St. Mark, St. Paul, all of your saints, O Lord, and all those who have pleased you since the beginning. Amen.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Lord, we thank you so much for giving us the gift of life. We thank you so much, Lord, for blessing us the last couple of days with the presence of Bishop Paul, for granting us, O Lord, to come into your church during the week and to get closer to you. Lord, I thank you so much for taking what is ours and giving us what is yours, for taking our nature and giving us your power, giving us your nature, O Lord, the divine power to overcome our troubles, our struggles, our sins, our weaknesses, for giving us power to love one another, to reach out to one another, to be perseverant in our spiritual life. Lord, I ask you that you help us all apply everything that we have heard in the last couple of days and weeks. We all have a mountain to climb, O Lord, and to be able to see your glory and to be transformed and to be satisfied by you, O Lord. And we're often pulled back because we are holding on to things that we don't want to let go of, O Lord, because we live for ourselves and we're scared of getting out of our comfort zone. So I ask you, Lord, to teach us how to live for you, to live for others, and to get outside of our bubble, get out of our comfort zone, to give up whatever it is that's holding us back from getting closer to you, from tasting you, from experiencing you on one-on-one, from knowing you as our God, as our Father, as our friend, as our provider, our healer, our comforter. You've given us, Lord, the chance to live powerful lives. You've called Christians to live powerful lives, Lord, not weak lives. Teach us how to hold on to this power and to use it in our lives, to glorify you, to come close to you. Lord, we ask you to please bless this gathering, to bless this church, and to bless Bishop Paul. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to guide us and to prepare our hearts to listen to your word. words with which we can, that can change our lives, not just that can, with which we can just listen to and feel great about. We truly want to make those words change us and change whatever it is that is keeping us from getting closer to you. Lord, soften our hearts and teach us how to listen to you, to listen to your words for us, and not what we want to hear, but what you have to tell us. Bless every single person that is standing in front of you, and help us to grow in you daily. Teach us how to spend quiet time with you every day, and to bring our struggles to you, so that you can help us and elevate us higher, and show us your glory, and show us your power for us, so that we can be transfigured just like Moses was. We want to come close to you as he did. We want to make you happy, we want to please you. We want to live the kind of life that you have planned for us. Teach us, O Lord, how to surrender everything into your hands and to trust in you, to trust that you are taking care of us no matter what you ask of us, even if you ask us to deny ourselves and to deny our wills. We know that it is for our own good. And we truly have the fervent desire, O Lord, to come close to you and to be changed and to be purified. So help us, O Lord, and pour your grace on us. I ask you, Virgin Mary, to please intercede on our behalf and teach us how to be like you and how to offer to Christ complete obedience and purity and humility, to be in humility like you, and to please him as you did. We ask you all of this, O Lord, through the intercession of Saint Mary, Saint Paul, Saint Peter, Saint Mark, Saint George, and Saint Joseph, and all of your saints who have pleased since the beginning. Amen.
We're going to sing "Here I Am, Lord," and then Zayden is going to start. By the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will turn the darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them, they turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. Who will speak my words to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tell
satisfied, I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
This is the best.